Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I think I'm connected now, Caden. Yeah, I was trying to listen in on the Fox News update there, and I wasn't hearing it, but that's all right. Then Caden, we'll just do it live here. You guys can hear the inside baseball. It was weird. I was getting one channel, the audio was not coming through, and then I turned on the other channel. The audio was coming through on our little link there. But that's all right. All right, you got me. That's a good deal. Well, hey, either way, man, what a big show we had in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday. I'd seen a press release Wednesday afternoon. I think I mentioned this to you guys earlier on in the show. I'd seen this press release from Governor Greg Gianforte's office about the fact that the one and only Mike Rowe was going to be in Montana, was in Great Falls, Montana for a big event Thursday afternoon. In fact, I haven't even gotten a chance. I've been trying to reconnect my printer and all that sorts of crazy stuff, so I haven't even seen what the big announcement was yesterday in Great Falls. But, man, I tell you what, I so enjoyed our conversation with Mike Rowe. You know him from Dirty Jobs and his foundation, Mike Rowe Works. He and Governor Greg Gianforte both joined us on the show yesterday. And I tell you what, not only getting a chance to talk with Mike Rowe, but hearing the governor and Mike Rowe go back and forth was just fascinating. The governor kind of giving this Montana perspective on what we're doing, what we need to continue doing to expand this focus on trades, education, and job opportunities in the trades that are out there, and how do we meet those job opportunities. In fact, there was one quote from Mike Rowe that stood out to me the best, because he literally had just had a meeting with President Trump and 35 big-time CEOs. And, of course, Governor Greg Gianforte, he got his start in the private sector, launching Right Now Technologies, you know, basically growing it from, you know, a room in his house all the way up to the over $1 billion value company that you know, has since been acquired by Oracle and still up and running, of course, in the Bozeman area. But anyway, Mike Rowe, he was at this meeting with like 35 CEOs and President Trump, and he gets to talking with this guy who's talking about how he's got, you know, he's got all these workers that he needs to hire. Let me pull it up on our Montana Talks website. Okay, so he tells Mike Rowe, he says, I need to hire 250,000 people in our industry. And then he says, do you know where they are? He says, you know, so he says to Mike Rowe, he says, we are having a heck of a time finding skilled workers. Can you help? He said, I need 250,000 people. He says, where are they? And you know what Mike Rowe said? He said, they're in the eighth grade. They're in the eighth grade. Anyway, it was such a great point that he made about the need to train these young workers and these students in the trades and the importance of trades education and so much more. But I don't want you early risers to miss out on this opportunity. So coming up here right after the break, we'll play some of the highlights of our conversation right here on Montana Talks. I think we had an exclusive. I don't know if Mike Rowe had joined anybody else ahead of the press release announcement yesterday afternoon, but man, such a great show that we had yesterday. We got to share some of it with you early risers here on this Freedom Friday, here in the early morning hours of the show. And then a whole bunch of news to get to here.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, becoming mostly cloudy with rain becoming likely for Bozeman, a slight chance for a late day shower for Billings. High temperatures into the upper 50s, close to 60 for Bozeman, but closer to the upper 60s for Billings. For tonight, slight chance for a shower in the evening, mid-30s for lows for Bozeman, with low 40s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Securing America.
During the recent meeting of G7 foreign ministers in Canada, Secretary of State Marco Rubio discussed the continuing series of U.S. strikes against suspected narco-terrorist vessels in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific.
The United States is under attack from organized criminal narco-terrorists in our hemisphere, and the president is responding in the defense of our country.
The secretary added that just stopping suspected drug boats is not enough.
The problem is interdictions alone are not effective. You have to disincentivize this industry that these terrorists are using to flood our country with heroin, with cocaine, and fentanyl.
Rubio saying, though, that the strikes are not open-ended.
It can stop tomorrow if they stop sending drug boats.
And also adding, the bottom line is,
the president is going to defend the national interest and the national security of the United States.
Rubio says American forces are starting to see less drug vessels on the water. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Progressive.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big sky. Montana Talks.
All right, here we go. This is a part of our conversation with Governor Greg Gianforte and the one and only Mike Rowe yesterday. First, here is the governor kind of giving a preview of the event that took place in Great Falls Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, and what an honor to have Mike Rowe with us. He's been the champion for trades education. He's been working on this for 17 years, way before trades education was cool. And we're going to be at NeighborWorks. This is a group that uses Great Falls students to build homes. They're learning skills, and this is what Mike's been pushing for 17 years. We're going to be celebrating NeighborWorks' 50th home that they constructed in Cascade County. And I'm just thrilled to be able to do it. We've been big supporters of trades education, but we're just following in Mike Rowe's footsteps.
So incredible to have him back in Montana, the one and only Mike Rowe. You guys know him from Dirty Jobs, and then, of course, now his great program that he's doing, like the governor just mentioned, to promote trades education and these incredible opportunities. Mike Rowe with the Mike Rowe Works Foundation. Mike, an honor to have you back on the show. You're already on the ground in Great Falls, as I understand it.
I'm sitting here blushing furiously at all the kind words bestowed upon me. Thank you, Governor, and thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Well, Mike, tell us why you wanted to be in Great Falls for this event today, and then we'll talk more after the break as well.
Well, the short version is the headlines have caught up to the mission of MicroWorks, and it's happened a lot like the frog in the boiling water, you know, a little bit more year over year over year, but I think the governor knows probably better than most governors what happens if you ignore a skills gap that just continues to widen. Nothing good. And, well, I'll just tell you anecdotally, not a week goes by that I don't hear from the leader of some critical industry asking where the tradespeople are. It could be the maritime industrial base. It could be automotive. It could be AI. It could be energy. We're talking about hundreds of thousands, millions, in fact, millions of open positions that don't require a four-year degree, but rather the mastery of a skill. And I'll leave you with this because I know you got a break, but there's a meme that came out today with Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, and the direct quote is, "The next generation of millionaires will be built by plumbers and electricians." And to hear him, to hear a guy like that, who's running a $5 trillion company, articulate the truth that we've always thought was pretty much self-evident, that's gratifying and scary at the same time. And the reason I'm here is I just want to celebrate the fact that you guys in Great Falls are part of the solution. The governor should be proud.
Let me go right back to the one and only Mike Rowe. Mike, I was kind of running some of these numbers by you during the break here, just in terms of the incredible demand there is to fill some of these jobs in these trades industries. But first, you said something very interesting. You said as you travel across America right now, there's two kind of governors. Tell our listeners who these two kind of governors there are.
Not just governors, elected officials in general. Our elected officials either understand the power and the need for apprenticeship programs and for outreach programs that meet kids where they are, right, as we talk about how to train the next generation of skilled workers, our elected officials either understand the proactive way to do that or they don't. And I think one of the great benchmarks or metrics that you're going to see in the coming years are which states figure this out first. And I'm not an economist and I don't have a crystal ball, but I can see the writing that's on the wall now. South Dakota gets it. Montana gets it. Texas gets it. I can go down the list. So, yeah, that's a big thing to think about. But look, with regard to numbers, here's the one that really keeps me up at night. 5-2. 5 tradespeople retire every year and 2 replace them. It's been that way for 11 years. 5 out, 2 in. That's part demographic pressure, but it's also the stigmas and stereotypes that have kept kids from exploring these kinds of careers. And so it's not just enough to say, oh, there's a skills gap. We have to understand what's causing it. And it's a multi-front war that needs to be fought. And I love the way you guys are fighting it in Great Falls.
Yeah, Governor, later today, of course, you're going to be celebrating, what is it, the 50th home, basically student-built home built in Great Falls. This is a, and there's great programs like that across Montana. In fact, one of our kids went through the Career Center program in Billings, and they build incredible homes. It's a great experience for the kids. But talk about also some of the new things that are being done here in Montana, because I know you've been a big follower and fan of Mike Rose for quite some time.
Well, Great Falls and NeighborWorks in particular, which has been around since 1991, they get it. They've been building homes for people. And every time I go into a shop class in a high school, I say, stop with the birdhouses, build tiny homes. And many of them are doing it. And they're available for teachers and starting nurses in the community. But we made it a priority at the very beginning. We have there's a housing affordability challenge in this country, and it's mostly a supply problem. And if you want more houses, you need more carpenters, plumbers, electricians. That's why in our first year in office, we enacted the Montana Trades Education Credit. We'll pay any employer in the state of Montana through a tax credit $2,000 per year per employee for up to 50% of the tuition to go to trade school. We've done our workplace learning experience that gets high school students out into local businesses. It could be a mechanic shop. It could be an architect's office. It could be a construction site. It gives them real-world experience, and they can see what it's like. And then we've...
All right, we got to hold it right there. Back right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A reckoning is coming. There is bipartisan rage at both parties for not hammering out a deal to end the shutdown quickly, especially with major air traffic control delays, multiple missed paychecks for federal employees, stress, economic consequences, and no SNAP benefits for the needy. For Republicans, the reckoning could be the long-running resistance by GOP leaders to address spiking health care subsidies. Yes, the GOP made compelling arguments that health care subsidies are necessary because Obamacare is a problem, so Republicans are back fighting against Obamacare. Republicans, despite multiple campaign promises and dozens of efforts to kill the law over a 6-year period, failed at nearly every turn. Despite issues with Obamacare, Democrats annexed the public's concern about health care costs and linked that to government funding. A major reckoning looms for the Democrats, too. Will liberals perceive Democrats as having fought hard enough during the shutdown? After all, the shutdown goal for Democrats was about demonstrating fight, and it's unclear if Democrats achieved that aim. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Man, I tell you what a nice surprise that was. What a show that was. So Wednesday afternoon, I see this press release from the governor's office. The one and only Mike Rowe, you know, the dirty jobs guy? Mike Rowe in Montana. So I'm like, oh man, we got to get Mike Rowe on the show. And that's exactly what we made happen for you. We had the governor and Mike Rowe on Thursday's Montana Talks. What do we got coming up Friday? Hey, you never know. But you know, we're going to try to take your phone calls with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
The rescue.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as working capital concerns continue to grow, ag bankers across the entire country are urging farmers to focus on managing risks. In fact, Jackson Tukash, chief economist and vice president of strategy at Farmer Mac, says concerns about inflation are edging lower, while concerns about overall farm financial health are rising. He says given the dip in grain commodity prices the past couple of years and concerns about international trade markets, the grain producer lending community is really focused in on profitability. And he says they're worried about whether farmers are going to struggle to make regular payments and are prepared for conversations about rolling over operating loan debt. Now, each year, Farmer Mac and the American Bankers Association survey ag lenders on their biggest concerns, and liquidity and farm incomes top the list this year. Although Tukash says there are some differences within the data, banks with strong cattle portfolios aren't as worried because profits in that sector continue to be at or near records. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Torrington Livestock Markets in Torrington, Wyoming will host a bread, cow, and heifer special this Monday, November 17th. Featured consignment, the fancy Auctioneer Roth Black Baldy bred heifers. 185 head AI to calf February 8th and 74 bull bred to calf February 10th through the 28th. You'll also see top consignments from John Ratopoulos and Seawall Ranching. Watch and bid online at cattleusa.com and now on DV Auction. For all the details, visit torringtonlivestock.com.
Ranching is a complex business. That's why Montana ranchers have stood together since 1884 through the Montana Stock Growers Association to ensure family ranching remains strong. MSGA makes sure your voice is heard. We fight for policies that protect your bottom line, and we're here to help keep ranching a way of life for generations to come. We invite you to join us and become a member. Visit mtbeef.org today.
Ranchers, are you looking for real-world performance in your next herd sire? If so, then don't miss the 8th Annual Little Belt Classic Bull Sale, November 20th at 1 o'clock p.m. at the ranch near Hobson, Montana. Featuring 65 Black Angus bulls, 50 commercial bred heifers AI to S Wrangler 830, and 12 Baldy heifers AI to Coleman Below Zero. Stop by early, walk through the pens, and visit with them about cattle that work for a living. Details at littlebellclassic.com. Don't forget online bidding at Frontier Live. Well, the past couple of seasons have been challenging for the U.S. potato industry, but not because of poor crop yields or even bad weather. Trade uncertainty, contract cancellations, and a soft farm economy have made the past 2 or 3 years difficult, especially for Northwest growers. Chris Voigt, the executive director of the Washington State Potato Council, says that farmers understand that some years are great and some years aren't so great.
And so we're kind of used to that cyclical cycle, and we know that, you know, what comes around goes around type of attitude. And so, yeah, we've kind of come off for couple tough years. But I think that there's optimism that that will improve because it always has in the past.
And finally this morning, ASI Award nominations are due by the close of business today. Now, winners will be recognized at the 2026 ASI Annual Convention in January, headed for Reno, Nevada. For more information, visit sheepusa.org. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go back to our conversation with Governor Greg Gianforte and Mike Rowe. By the way, the news, the announcement that I see here, a couple of different things about one of the big ones here is apparently Wells Fargo announced a $200,000 investment into that very program in Great Falls. Governor Greg Gianforte joining NeighborWorks Great Falls to receive an update from students on the status of the high school house project and to celebrate a $200,000 investment from Wells Fargo into the program. But, yeah, we were talking with the governor kind of about some of the different initiatives that the state has been focusing on in order to boost the trades. I'll rewind the tape just a little bit. There's about another minute or so with the governor, and then back to Mike Rowe.
We've done our workplace learning experience that gets high school students out into local businesses. Could be a mechanic shop. It could be an architect's office. It could be a construction site. Gives them real-world experience, and they can see what it's like. And then we've changed our apprenticeship programs, really, to emphasize them. We changed the ratios. That alone, just changing our journeyman to apprenticeship ratios, quadrupled the number of apprenticeship slots. We have more people in apprenticeships in Montana today than ever in our history.
That's great to hear. Mike Rowe, what stands out to you? What would you highlight, or what would you add to it?
I would take everything the governor just said, I'd put it in a soundbite, and I'd make it part of my reelection campaign. That's exactly it. The country doesn't need a cookie-cutter approach. You guys have to figure out what works best here. I think it can be emulated in certain places, but here's the thing that I've noticed traveling around that I think is so interesting. For years, I used to argue that the exact kind of program the governor's discussing is important because it equips individual kids with the skills that they'll need to provide for themselves and for their families for years to come. That's still true, but something new has happened, right? Something new has entered the chat, as they say. And I just saw it last month in Western North Carolina, where a one-shop teacher, right, a guy who really had a bee in his bonnet, built this facility, and 20 kids have built 4 homes for victims of Hurricane Helene. There are still people in those hills, as you guys might know, that are living in tents and trailers. And so the need for housing has become existential. A couple weeks ago, same thing in New Orleans. Great organization down there called Uncommon Construction. They're teaching kids how to build homes, not just to equip them with the skills they need, but because our workforce writ large can't do it.
All right, let's hold it right there. Back with Mike Rowe here coming up in 60 seconds after this Fox News update. We'll play a little bit more of this conversation, and then if we have time, we can take some more. Sorry for talking a little bit over the Fox News update there. Yeah, it was obviously I need some more coffee already this morning, and I'm still trying to fix my stinking printer here, too, so that's distracted me a little bit here. But here we go, back to Mike Rowe. And as I was saying, though, hopefully they cut me off so I wasn't cutting off the Fox News update there too much. But, yeah, we've got the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation coming up here at the end of the hour. If we have time, we'll try to sneak in some of your phone calls. But here you go, back to Mike Rowe.
Delivering on the homes that we need for the people that we have. And so I find it extraordinary that the solution to this is teaching 17, 18, 19-year-old kids how to build a great home under the right kind of supervision with the right kind of tutelage. That's amazing. And if you can't feel good about the youth, if you're looking for a Gen Z story you can feel great about, how about the fact that they're building our homes for us?
Yeah, that's great. And what both of you are saying, too, about building the homes that are needed and the ability to build more of the smaller homes for starting families right now. You know, our friend Eigen Graf, who's a great home builder in the Gallatin Valley, he was just talking about that just a few weeks ago with us on the air about how sometimes those are the hardest to build because of government regulations. And I know that's something the governor has been working to tackle here in Montana as well. Another quick break here on Montana Talks. Governor Greg Gianforte and the one and only Mike Rowe joining us live, back right after this.
And, of course, we're going to kick right into it.
All right. Well, thankfully, both Governor Greg Gianforte and Mike Rowe are both able to stick around with us for a few more minutes here, and then we'll open up the phone lines for you if you got something you want to talk about. But, yeah, Mike Rowe with the Mike Rowe Works Foundation. In fact, he was just in the room with President Trump, and we'll talk more about it here in a second. Several CEOs. I can't wait to hear the readout from that. Back to Governor Greg Gianforte. This is a report that is apparently hot off the presses and ties into this conversation. I know our friend Sarah Swanson, your state director for or commissioner for the Department of Labor and Industry here in Montana, apparently the 406 jobs report was just released, what, a couple of days ago. Governor, what are some of the highlights that you found in that 406 jobs report?
Yeah, Sarah and the Department of Labor did a tremendous job engaging the private sector in understanding what's going on the ground. Here's the big picture, Aaron. We have a population in Montana that's underemployed. We identified about 100,000 people in Montana that are of working age but aren't in the workforce for some reason. So 406 jobs was a comprehensive, I think they did 17 town halls all over the state to understand how we build bridges for these people. In part, they're veterans who have come home and they may have a skill mismatch with the jobs in the marketplace. They could be inmates that are reintegrating into the community, and they're not matched up properly. Could be people with disabilities.
All right, more on that 406 jobs report. It just came out earlier this week. Some very interesting highlights.
To environmentally friendly, a
buddy had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so the governor was talking over some of the key takeaways from this 406 jobs report that just came out of the Department of Labor and Industry. And 100,000 working-age folks that are not in the workforce right now. Maybe some of them are veterans. Some of them are, you know, former inmates who, you know, need to get back into productive society. That, by the way, that's a big number, a very big number. I remember hearing from the commissioner of Labor and Industry when we were at the Montana Equipment Dealers Convention earlier this fall. But here we go. He's talking more about this, you know, the 100,000 folks that are not currently in the workforce in Montana right now, and other takeaways from that 406 jobs report.
Could be Native American populations. And so what they've done, they've identified 12 specific initiatives that we're going to implement over the course of the next year and then with the legislature in 2027 to build bridges for these individuals. So 406 jobs, it's four career pathways, zero barriers to entry on six specific high demand fields, including trades, including healthcare. So it's a big deal. We want to get more people working because that's what leads. Nobody starts out life saying, I want to grow up to become dependent on the government. There's dignity and there's respect in supporting yourself and standing your own feet. We want that American dream for more Montanans.
I just got a great message on the Montana Talks app here from Pete. Pete says this, I just want to thank Mr. Rowe for all he does. My son received his grant a few years ago. He went to MSU Northern for ag mechanics, if I recall correctly. Was the first in Montana, the first at Flathead High School, or maybe just the first going to MSU Northern. But without Mr. Rowe's grant project, it would not have been possible for my son to graduate. Thank you, sir, for all you do and have done. That's pretty cool there, Mike.
Well, you're welcome, Pete. Please give your boy my regards. We set up our scholarship fund precisely for guys like him and women. You know, we're we're trying as best we can to put our money where our mouth is. It's easy to talk, obviously, but we've gotten a lot of support. We've awarded $18 million so far in these scholarships across the country. And I think maybe what I'd like to share is the enthusiasm. I said earlier that the headlines have caught up to the themes of the foundation. By that, I mean we're now getting help from companies that, frankly, I never thought I'd hear from. Banks. Wells Fargo is going to be there this afternoon with us, Governor. They've been amazing around this whole effort. Even companies. Giant companies are looking around and seeing huge need in the portfolios of companies that they represent. And I just saw this firsthand in Pittsburgh at an energy conference. There were 35 CEOs in a room with the president, Howard Lutnick. All the cats were there, you know, half the cabinet. It was a big deal. And how I got invited, I don't know, but I was there, and they pledged collectively $92 billion with a B,
3 minutes
to build data centers in Pennsylvania alone. So I'm just pointing this out so Montanans can understand the scope of what's happening nationally. You're talking about 500,000 electricians needed immediately. It's the numbers are so big, it leaves people feeling a little suspicious, but very, very quick aside, I got a tour of the data center in Texas 2 weeks ago. I met three electricians, all under 30, all making upwards of $230,000 a year, all of whom had been poached three times that same year from other companies. That's how keen the shortage is. And the complicated thing is that's bad for our country, but it's a heck of an opportunity for people who want to learn a skill that's in demand.
And frankly, it's a matter of U.S. national security. We like these data centers or not. We need them. Industry needs them. A national security apparatus needs them. And now we need the energy for it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Again and again. I got a call from Blue Forge Alliance, which a lot of people have never heard of. They oversee the maritime industrial base. That's 16,000 individual companies who are collectively charged with building and delivering three nuclear-powered subs to the government every year, to the Navy. They called and said, Mike, we're having a heck of a time finding skilled workers. And can you help? I said, how many do you need? I swear, Governor, I'm not making it up. They said 250,000. So the numbers are vast. Oh, and then they said, do you know where they are? And I said, yeah, I know where they are. They're in the eighth grade. And that's why we're here. We're looking for programs that are going into high schools early to teach these basic skills. You're right, Aaron. It's only a matter of national security.
What a message there, Mike Rowe. What an honor to have you back on the show. I wish I could see you in Great Falls later today, but thanks for being with us here today. I know you got to run. Governor Greg Gianforte, final thoughts from you. I know you got to run. And what can you tell us about the announcement later today?
Well, Mike's spot on. We need to be helping our young people as early as possible get exposed to these careers that they can pursue the American dream with. We're going to be celebrating that later today. As Mike mentioned, there's going to be a number of corporate sponsors there, including Wells Fargo. They've been a huge supporter. We're going to be celebrating Naval Works' 50th home that they've built since 1991. This is increasing supply for affordable housing, and it's teaching real-world skills to people can use to develop a livelihood that allows them to pursue the American dream. So it's a lot to celebrate there.
All right. Governor and Mike Rowe, an honor to have both of you on the show this morning, especially thanks for the quick turnaround in joining us here on Montana Talks this morning.
All right. Now, we also, you know, that, of course, led to some great phone calls that came in after that. We were right in the middle of our statewide show in the 9 o'clock hour. Although we say statewide show, in reality, we're pretty stinking statewide right now. I mean, when you talk about the Billings area alone, that AM signal should be pushing as far out as the Northern Cheyenne Reservation to the east, as far north as Southern Phillips County on the other side of the Fred Robinson Bridge to the north. And then, you know, you get through Livingston, through Bozeman, three, Three Forks, and then, of course, picking up KXTL in Butte, pushing all the way past Deer Lodge to the west. So we're pretty stinking statewide all morning long here. But we call that the statewide show because that's when we're on in, you know, some great small towns like Malta and Lewistown and Wolf Point, so many others, Plentywood, et cetera. So so that's why we always like to save a little something extra for that 9 o'clock hour of the show for our listeners across the state. Let's see. Lots to talk about this morning here on the show. One other thing that we talked about. Oh, and what I was going to say is we had great phone calls that came in after that, great messages that came in. It sparked a great conversation with our listeners as well. So if you go back and listen to the full podcast from the 9 o'clock hour on Thursday's show, you can hear some of the feedback of what Montanans had to say about what the governor and Mike Rowe had to say. Let's see here. One other thing that we got to yesterday, I think this was yesterday, or was it the day before? I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. Holy cow, the time is flying by. So on Wednesday, we had Dr. Jordan from Billings Last Diet join us on the show. And we were talking about this big news out of the Trump administration, Dr. Oz and others. Basically, they announced how they were making these GLP-1s more affordable. They worked out a deal to lower the cost of what they refer to as these GLP-1s. And I saw that Dr. Oz, let me see if I can find the post on X that caught my eye here earlier this morning. He was on, I think, CNBC talking about making these GLP-1s more affordable. Here's what Dr. Oz had to say.
So we've got to find a way of actually bringing the real cost down, not just throwing money at it to reduce what consumers pay, but actually bringing down total cost of care. And if you're going to drop drug prices meaningfully, you'll do that. But in particular, in this category, because of all the things we can do, Joe, reducing obesity in America not only buys us a lot of health, but it also reduces the health care spend. We estimate that obesity by itself probably explains a quarter of the total health care costs.
Now, the point that Dr. Jordan was making was a very good one. So now these GLP-1s can be very helpful for people that are really overweight and feel like they have no other choice but to take these daily shots and injections, right? The problem is what these things do is they reduce your hunger and your cravings. Okay, so you're eating less. But the problem is like if you're still eating junk food, when you do eat, even if you're eating less, you're still getting junk. And you're not getting the nutrition that your body needs. So what you end up doing is you end up destroying your body. You end up destroying your muscle. You end up destroying your bone density. It may cause all sorts of other problems. That's why even if you're going to do these GLP-1s, you've got to get a hold of our friends at Billings Last Diet or some nutritionist. But I'll tell you what, I can guarantee you these folks at Billings Last Diet know what they're doing. So whether you're doing GLP-1s or not, get a hold of Billings Last Diet, BillingsLastDiet.com, or give them a call, 294-6751.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Homeless people, if you're smart, take my advice. Go to California and Gavin Newsom. Gavin wants you. Gavin encourages you to go out there. Gavin will give you everything for free. If you don't want to, if you prefer the colder weather, go to New York, New York City, and say hi to Zoran, Marxist, Kami, Mamdani. He's going to feed you and house you, and he's going to take away rich people's homes and put you in it. I mean, you may end up with a multi-million dollar brownstone by the time he's done in 4 years. Who knows? I mean, if I was homeless, why would you ever hang out in the freezing weather in New York or in D.C. when you can go to Gavin Newsom and hang out in L.A.? Or hang out in Santa Barbara.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values, Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, becoming mostly cloudy with rain becoming likely for Bozeman, a slight chance for a late day shower for Billings. High temperatures into the upper 50s, close to 60 for Bozeman, but closer to the upper 60s for Billings. For tonight, slight chance for a shower in the evening, mid-30s for lows for Bozeman, with low 40s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
42 days for what? I forget who I was listening to, but they asked that very good question. Democrats shut down the government for 42, well, officially 43 days, and for what? They wanted to give your money to illegal aliens. They put the spotlight on what a failure Obamacare is. They put a spotlight on the fraud in the food stamp program. The Democrats shut it all down. And for what? Check out that story and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
Each week we end this broadcast by saying this government is your government and your input does make a difference. But does it really? Can normal citizens make a real difference? The answer is a resounding yes. And today we have a real life example. For those who may not know, in addition to this legislative update, the Montana Family Foundation also produces the Family Matters podcast, available on all major podcast platforms. Once again, it's called the Family Matters podcast. Each week, Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker and our grassroots director, Patrick Webb, interview the state's top policymakers and newsmakers. And recently, Derek interviewed Finley Warden, a Missoula High School graduate who dyed his hair, put on dark sunglasses, and went undercover at Montana's Teachers Union Conference. Every October, Montana schools shut down for 2 days while teachers gather at taxpayer expense for their annual professional development conference. And while most of us would agree that professional development and continuing education are valuable, what passes for professional development at the teachers' conference is eye-opening at a minimum, and in some cases, downright illegal. As the podcast unfolds, Warden described his experience as he attended both the 2024 and 2025 conferences. In 2024, he went in disguise and under a false name in case he ran into any of his former high school teachers. This year, he boldly registered under his real name and dropped the disguise. What he saw and heard at the two-day taxpayer-funded event left him angry and resolved. One of his big takeaways was the fact that many of the sessions went far beyond simple left-leaning ideology as one would expect and actually promoted socialist or even communist philosophy. One particularly disturbing session featured at both the 2024 and 2025 conferences was the LGBTQ State of the State Address. According to Warden, the presenter was flown in from out of state by the National Education Association, and his remarks centered on what it's like to be a gay or transgender student, or teacher for that matter. He then went on to talk about pushing transgender pronoun usage in the classroom, how to change a student's name on records, and how to keep those changes hidden from parents. None of this is legal, by the way, under the new Title IX definitions issued by the Trump administration. And schools risk losing federal funding if they persist. But that didn't matter to many of the presenters or teachers who attended. In fact, some of the presenters made it clear that they could care less about state laws or federal policy. The fact that these sessions were included at all is frustrating enough, but to pay teachers to attend at taxpayers' expense adds insult to injury. Finley did his job. Now it's time for the rest of us to do ours. We put every school in the state on notice that we're watching and we're ready to report any violations of federal law. To be clear, schools may not teach anything related to transgenderism during sex education classes, nor may they allow boys on girls' sports teams or students into the restrooms or locker rooms of the opposite sex. Will you be our eyes and ears? Ask your kids what's going on in their schools and then call our office to report any violations. We'll take it from there. Finley Warden's reporting has also resulted in legislation being proposed by the Senate President and Superintendent of Public Instruction that would ban these types of sessions from being taught at taxpayer-funded teacher trainings, all of which is proof positive that engaged citizens can have a positive impact. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszloffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, great update there from Jeff Laszloffy. Yeah, if you thought you recognized that name, Finley Warden, yes, you did, because remember, we covered this story a year ago, and then when Finley broke the story again this year, we had him right here on Montana Talks. I think we were first to feature that, by the way. But yeah, great to hear. In fact, I saw the podcast that Derek Astriker did there, so great to see that continued coverage there as well. All right, back after this.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
KBUL.